The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by Eno, the Capital One assistant. What's in your wallet?
This is the Will Cain podcast on ESPN Radio.
Like a thorn in the side of a consensus. Like a responsible show on the airwaves. We have consistently asked over the last couple of weeks, what is tangible progress? What is the end goal of the protests? What does Black Lives Matter mean? Today, after the tragic events that unfolded in Minneapolis, after the death of George Floyd, after calls to defund the police, after affirmations that that means to abolish the police, after the removal of Confederate monuments and the removal of abolitionist monuments, after questions about not just the national anthem but the eyes of Texas, and after a t-shirt, we have arrived at the answer for today. It is making sure a college football coach never wears a t-shirt that you dislike. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Coming up on today's show, it's time to review our weekend homework. Best sports movies since 2010. In the first hour of the show, we will vote on who drafted the worst of our five nominees for the best sports movie since 2010. And then, in our third hour, we will elect our winner. Which movie was the best from our given category? Plus, I'm curious, could sports, from Major League Baseball to college football, from the NBA to the NFL, be running the risk of permanently fracturing its relationship with the fan? Sports has, for decades, no matter what they tell you, been a place of unity, been a place where racial, political, and economic divides, if not set aside, are momentarily paused as we come together and enjoy a common love. But never before have all of those sports been so infused with divisive issues. Are they running the risk of permanently fracturing our relationship with this common thing we love? That's all coming up a little bit later today here on the Will Cain Show, but it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Yesterday, a photo emerged during the hours of the Will Cain Show of Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy on a fishing trip with his son on Lake Texoma on the border of Texas and Oklahoma. He was striper fishing, and he wore a t-shirt emblazoned with the letters OAN. If you don't know what OAN is, that's okay. Not many do. It is a cable network that leans far to the right and supports President Donald Trump vociferously. Because of that t-shirt and that picture that emerged online, Oklahoma State star running back, a Heisman hopeful, Chuba Hubbard, tweeted the following: "I will not stand for this. This is completely insensitive to everything going on in society, and it's unacceptable. I will not be doing anything with Oklahoma State until things change." Many Oklahoma State players, past and present, rallied to support Chuba Hubbard. And then, a few hours later, on the Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, and Chuba Hubbard social media feeds, a video emerged of Chuba Hubbard and Mike Gundy together. And they said the following. Listen.
"In light of today's tweet with the t-shirt I was wearing, I met with some players and realized it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on in today's society. And so we had a great meeting and made aware of some things that players feel like that can make our organization, our culture, even better than it is here at Oklahoma State. And I'm looking forward to making some changes, and it starts at the top with me, and we got good days ahead.
I'll start off by first saying that I went about it the wrong way by tweeting. I'm not someone that, you know, has to, you know, tweet something to make change. I should have went to him as a man, and I'm more about action. So that was bad on my part. But from now on, we're going to focus on bringing change, and that's the most important thing."
It's a nice moment of unity between player and coach. But it wasn't enough for many in sports media. All across the social media landscape yesterday, those in sports media who are interested in such topics made sure to note this was not just about a t-shirt. And indeed, tweets from Oklahoma State players seemed to suggest there was something more going on in the program. It was all very cryptic. It wasn't very tangible. No evidence was offered of some kind of malignant culture at Oklahoma State. It was just suggested there's more going on than a t-shirt. Yesterday, I was slow to give a take on this story. We talked about it briefly, but I wanted to make sure. I wanted to see what exactly was going on. I wanted to know if there was something more, something wrong with the Oklahoma State program, because I wanted to make sure it wasn't simply about a t-shirt. But some 24 hours later, that exactly is what we're left with. Not much more evidence than the fact that Mike Gundy wore a t-shirt supporting a cable network that many in sports media and some at Oklahoma State did not appreciate. That is the state of our current divide. A t-shirt. It's hard to overstate how ridiculous we have become. It's hard to overstate exactly how petty we have allowed ourselves to live up to the very low bar of our disagreements. A t-shirt represented a cause for social injustice. From top to bottom on ESPN Airwaves, I have heard Mike Gundy denounced since yesterday. Perhaps it's best put out by the SEC Network's host of the Paul Feinbaum Show, Paul Feinbaum, this morning.
What I can understand is why Mike Gundy has been allowed to continue to coach at Oklahoma State. This is not his first rodeo. This is not the first time he has embarrassed, if not humiliated, that university. And I think the sooner that Oklahoma State gets rid of Mike Gundy, the better it's going to be for that school, and especially the players who go out there every Saturday and give their blood, sweat, and tears for that university.
Because of a t-shirt. No, it's more, Will. It's because Mike Gundy disagrees. I don't know Mike Gundy's particular politics. I don't honestly know the particular politics of OAN. And you and I both know that makes me like everybody else in society. OAN isn't well known. It is barely known. Most people, and I would suspect most Oklahoma State football players, never even heard of OAN before yesterday. But that didn't mean it didn't become the cause du jour, the cause of the day. We are without a North Star. We are without guidance. We are without direction. We are without purpose. We are without an answer to what is the end game. We are without meaning of the definition, the cause of Black Lives Matter. And without direction, without meaning, without definition, without purpose, we have spun in every direction. From monuments to t-shirts. We cannot abide those who disagree. Your television will reinforce what you want to hear, what you already believe all day long. Your radio dial will soon do the same. And not only soon will we not have to hear anything that we ever disagree with, we might not have to see it either, including in our clothing choices. I guess that is today's cause for justice. That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. That represents the state of our national divide today, Tuesday. We will see where we go tomorrow, Wednesday. I am curious, this show, this network, the purpose of this conversation is usually to talk about sports. You and I both know we haven't done that for weeks. not to any meaningful degree. There have been other issues to discuss. Granted, more important things going on in society. But I am curious, what will sports, when it comes back, find in its relationship with its fans? From college football to Major League Baseball, the NBA to the NFL, will sports still be a place where you escape? Will sports still be a place where we come together? Will it still be an entertainment vehicle that unifies us? Or is sports right now permanently fracturing its relationship with its fan base? That's coming up in just a moment here on The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your goldfish to sing Bizet's Carmen? There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
In light of today's tweet with the t-shirt I was wearing, I realize it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on in today's society.
We're going to focus on bringing change, and that's the most important thing.
Think about it. Think about the sports landscape. Baseball, rife with greed. The NFL, rife with politics. The NBA, infused with protest. And college football sitting on top of an earthquake. Is your relationship with sports going to be the same as you left it when it comes back? It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. I was just talking about Mike Gundy and the knives that are out for him after a photograph emerged of him wearing a t-shirt with a far-right news network's logo emblazoned across the front. Social media and sports media, because social media is where sports media takes its cues, are out of their mind. But not as sideline Mike, who's on the Shell Pinzo Performance Line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Will, can you hear me?
I can.
Will, I'm just glad that you're out here trying to keep some sanity and some sanity to this thing, man, because everything is getting hijacked. Everything is getting hijacked. I mean, Cap's message got hijacked. What we really, how we need to sit down and really discuss this is getting hijacked. You know, people screaming about defunding the police when I tell you that ain't what you want to do. Okay, but everybody is being, we are allowing social media and these spineless people to just try to hijack this whole conversation. Because at the end of the day, I got to believe, Will, that they don't want things to change. That's why they're out here trying to hijack everything. Because until you're going to get some rational people who can forget about history, but who can understand how we got here and start thinking about how we're going to move forward to solve this. You know, Will, I just don't want, when I heard about what was going on in Texas, I'm like, man, Will just flipped his wig right there. When I heard about that Friday, I'm like, I was praying for you, man, because I could see you climbing the wall like Spider-Man Friday. I really could see that.
Well, Mike, I appreciate the call. I was, but unfortunately, right now, whatever it is I have to say or the rational among us are not winning the day because spineless people are giving in to the uninteresting people of social media. If I open up my Twitter app at the moment after suggesting you are out of your mind, should you want to fire a football coach because he disagrees with you politically, I will see the word racist printed over and over and over on my feed. I will see people saying, but that network is X and that network is Y. What has happened to society is that the soft little souls that were protected throughout their childhood by parents that were far too lenient, went to college and bullied their professors with their feelings. They changed those classrooms from a place of debate and discourse and learning to a place equivalent to a group therapy session. We thought that would mean a rude awakening for these soft little souls when they met the real world, but in fact, they changed the real world. Why? Because the real world is full of spineless weaklings who give in to others' threats of being called a racist. The social media extortion game is working really well because over the last several weeks, many people have lost their jobs. Many corporations have folded, shown weak knees. Many statues have come down. And many people continue to give in. But I'm not going to. Not for the time that I have left. We look across the sports landscape. I am fascinated by this. Think about this for a moment. Major League Baseball right now is fighting over millions, while the rest of the economy descends into a depression. Millionaires and billionaires fight over their pennies. Granted, their pennies stack high into the sky, so they fight over who will keep their millions. They do it at threat of Major League Baseball not even coming back at a time when everyone would love to come back to their normal life. The NBA right now is a league where politics are welcomed, political points of views invited onto the floor. But the NBA is now dealing with the idea that players might not be interested in playing their game. The NFL has, in fact, the biggest cultural flashpoint of the last 5 years at the centerpiece of its sport, Colin Kaepernick and the anthem protest. It is going to enter a season where it can almost guarantee itself that dozens, if not hundreds of players will be kneeling in 2020. And then there is college football, whose traditions right now, as alluded to by Sideline Mike with the controversy over the eyes of Texas, it's coaches like Mike Gundy who dared to wear a shirt that people on ESPN might disagree with. The movement towards profiting off name, image, and likeness, and perhaps paying players, and the specter of protests in college football as well, all bring me to this question: what will your relationship with sports be like in the future? I know that sports has always had some politics interwoven into it. But for the most part, it has been a place where people of varying backgrounds, varying ethnicities, even varying genders come together and enjoy entertainment, commonality, unity. And I'm curious, is that what sports will find when it comes back? I think about these sports, and you know, college football's fan base has to have the deepest connection of any sport. It may not be as broad as the NFL, but it's certainly deeper. But can you survive an earthquake? Can you survive all of those changes I just rattled off from the structure of college football to its traditions to its coaches? College football is a sport built on tradition. Will those deep ties last through all of this upheaval? Will the NFL, despite its very, very broad fan base, survive, thrive with another year of national anthem protests? Will baseball continue its slide into irrelevance if we watch them fight over millions while we ask for an economy to stop shedding tens of millions of jobs? I'm just curious. Sports seems to me right now to have forgot the ultimate person in the entire equation. It's customer. The fan base. Right, left, black, white. I don't think any of us got here, where we are right now, rallying together around sports because we all agreed with each other politically, or that we even wanted to. So I am really curious what your relationship will be with sports when it comes back. You can let me know at 888-729-3776. I'll tell you what, over the next week and a half now, we are going to be playing some of the greatest hits over the last 2 years from this show. Our boy Bubba has brought together a library of cuts, our favorite moments over the last 2.5 years, and here is just a little.
Nope. It's 3:26. We're going to get you to get out on time before you leave.
I quit right now. If I can't toss to a 10-second cut, you broadcast. Go ahead. Read the read, Nuno. Go ahead. Do it. Go ahead. You're making the calls. Take us to commercial break.
Coming up next, we get all into all of this from Marcus Spears. But first, a word from Barbasol. I know they probably don't want you doing that either. Feeling great starts.
This will be a ride.
Yeah, I know. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol shaving cream. That's Barbasol shaving cream, an American classic for over 100 years. Barbasol shaving cream is available in 5 fantastic flavors to customize your close shave, whether it's the classic, original, or sensitive skin. I'm a sensitive skin myself. There's one for every face. Find your favorite Barbasol today. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Oh, I think we have a track skip there.
Yeah, there
was. I was just thinking he did a pretty good job till just that last word, Barbasol.
Well, now we have a new addition for the cuts. A new
Marcus
entry.
Spears Marcus Spears next.
Nuno was buffering.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
This is the Will Cain Show.
Hey, Will, I love your show. Hey, one last thing. I travel on the road a lot. I listen to a lot of preachers as I'm traveling. But whenever I know you're on, I know you're going to preach the gospel of sports on ESPN. And I love it, man.
The Joel Osteen of sports is here for your needs,
That's
Braxton.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Since the annals of history.
It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio. So, Nuno wouldn't let me do it there as we were going to break. But with the Will Cain Show coming into an end next, we're going to be playing some of the greatest hits over the last 2.5 years. And because ESPN football analyst Marcus Spears is on our show right now, he's on the Shell Pinzo Performance Line. Pinzo synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pinzo, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Bubba pulled out one of Marcus's greatest hits. Marcus, it's really, in my mind, one of the greatest hits in television history. I can't get enough of it.
Through the annals of history?
Yes. It's my favorite, man.
Do they know, Will, you hit me up after that and was like it was the annals?
You told me, didn't you tell me that, like, almost immediately after it came out of your mouth, you were like, that didn't sound right. That didn't register right.
It was just us talking about it.
No. I'm not, but the point I'm getting at is I'm not the one that told you, hey man, you said anals, did I? I thought you caught yourself.
No, we were discussing it, man. You are the one. You said anals. You told me it's anals, not anals.
you gotta stop.
Since the annals of history.
Yeah.
I think, Bubba, let me ask you a question, Bubba. How do you not have to drop that? Like, how do you not, is only because it's a mistake? Like, if I said that right now, that word, but it said it for the intended purpose, would you dump me, Bubba?
Well, define intended purpose.
Well, then meet the definition of that word.
They know what the hell I meant.
Oh, Marcus, I love it. I love it, man. I love it. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well, man. I'm tired, bro. I was sitting here trying to go through the food delivery app. I don't know if we can even say the name. But I was trying to figure out what I'm going to eat, man. And I just ordered me a big Cobb salad. I can't wait for it to get here.
Yeah, you got to figure out your new. I won't tell your private business. You got to figure out your new places. That's what you got to figure out. Marcus Spears on the Will Cain Show. So the thing you've been talking about all day on ESPN is Colin Kaepernick. Because Roger Goodell said last night to Mike Greenberg that he welcomes in Colin Kaepernick back into the league. You know what the dirty little secret that is, Marcus? I don't know that Goodell was ever opposed to Colin Kaepernick coming back. In fact, there were a lot of reports, over time that he was privately lobbying a lot of the owners. It's the owners making individual decisions for their individual teams, trying to decide if that's the right business decision for them. I don't think it ever had that much to do with Roger Goodell.
Me neither. I said that today, Will. Like, he can't sign Colin Kaepernick. So it don't. Listen, man, it's decision making. The league has not changed. Any league has not changed. It's up to an owner, a general manager, and a head coach to decide if they're going to sign a player. And it's important when you say, as far as owners not signing Colin Kaepernick or teams not signing Colin Kaepernick because of the business structure. Obviously, they were fearful of a fan base, people that were outwardly against what Colin Kaepernick was doing and kneeling for, and they were worried about that. And, you know, I don't think it's justifiable because they already billionaires. The hell they worried about. But anyway, when you look at now and what Roger Goodell's statement was today, the only gripe I have is why not say that then? It was the same. It's the same. Colin Kaepernick has not changed. We've talked about Colin Kaepernick and his journey and everything that he's been trying to do as far as social justice and dealing with police brutality in black communities. We've talked about that. Colin Kaepernick hasn't changed his stance. Now it's just, you know, it's easy.
Well, the polls have changed. I think two things have changed. Okay. I want to ask you about both of them. I think you're right. It's easy. That's what Goodell's doing because the polls suggest right now that most Americans do not frown upon players kneeling during the national anthem. I think sounds like we agree. The owners were making a calculated business decision back in 2016 that they thought it would hurt their business. Fans would revolt. Yeah. It'll be real curious if the polls hold true, then it would mean that NFL owner doesn't have a financial concern if people really don't have a problem with it. I also don't know that whatever people say today in a poll is what they'll say in October either. I don't know that that's going to be.
Yeah, but we're like, let's be honest, man. Like, when we start having a conversation about the owners being worried about business, football is going to outweigh. People are going to watch football. I just, you know, the difference between you and I mean, the difference in our conversations that you have with a lot of other people, and you know this about me, man, I don't get crazy emotional about it unless it has a direct tie into something that I think could influence something about my life. Like, I heard y'all talking earlier about social media. Man, if you look at social media, your emotions will be all over the place.
I know.
And they will be subjected to whatever you allow to go in your spirit, that's how you'll be reacting and just reacting to everything that you're seeing out there. I'm very careful of that, man, because I got kids and I monitor their social media. I got a daughter who just got a phone at 13. I got to monitor what she's seeing on her phone. We got to do that, too, as adults.
Well, you're right, Marcus, about how our own individual mental health. You're 100% right about that. But I would love to dismiss what's happening on social media as just irrelevant to our daily lives and perhaps even fringe opinions. I think that it is affecting everyday lives right now. It is.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
People are getting fired.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is a lot of these issues that are important to us, right, whatever issues are important to the individual, you find out news about it and you read about it and you try to study it and you try to gain an understanding. People like you and I are different. I like to see what views that I don't agree with are saying and how people construct their argument or for whatever that situation is. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people want to just, you know, listen to the people that they agree with. Mm-hmm. And I think that's not, I don't think that gives you the ability to progress. But with that being said, man, if you allow everything you see on social media and you internalize it, like when I look on social media and I see just a racist act, or if I see something egregious. If I internalize that, man, I'm gonna be all over the place. Like the George Floyd situation, when I saw that I internalized that because it pertains to something that I've lived with reality with in my lifetime. And I thought about my son at that time asking me a question about that situation, knowing that I would eventually have to have a talk with him. So it's just, you got to be careful of what you allow in to be in, to come in, and you actually dealing with that internally. Now, our job is different. We got to pay attention. We got to stay up. But with that being said, man, you got to have, listen, my advice to everybody, you better have some type of foundation. Mine is the good Lord. But you better have a foundation where you can go to and find peace. Because if you are a part of social media and you're looking at everything that's transpiring, it can get to you and make you have crazy thoughts. And even to this point now, make people do crazy things.
The only thing I would add to that, which I love what you just said, is I think it's even bigger than social media. And I think you would agree with this. You got to have a foundation because you turn on your cable news, you turn on your television, you see what's going on. At any moment in time, not just on social media, it can drive you crazy. It can drive you out of your world. And I think you're right. You have to have a foundation. You have to have something on which to build that house. Otherwise, these winds can blow you anywhere. Absolutely.
No doubt. And, Will, you know, through our personal conversations, man, like, you know what I stand for. You know I think there's a problem with policing and black people in communities. You know that I think racism is alive in this country. You know that because we talk, right? And you said, okay, I see what you're saying, Marcus, and you said some things, and I see what you're saying, but I'm not going to deem you a terrible person because you don't agree. Now I'm internalizing how you feel. That ain't it. We having a conversation about what we see out of our own and what we don't see out of our own, and how can we affect that positively. And that's the goal for me now. How can we affect this positively? If we were talking about it this morning, man, if the protests and athletes standing up because of their platforms and everybody knows them and the amount of followers they have on social media, if they standing up for what the wrongs are and they have a plan to fix it, I'm with it. But at some point, man, just hollering and saying stuff, like, I need to know what I'm you know me, I can always admit when I don't know something or what the next steps are. I need to know what the steps are. Like, how are some of these things that we see in the black community, how do we actually get them fixed? What is the process to getting them fixed? So
that's the real next conversation. Now. That's the real next conversation. It has to be.
Yeah.
Hey, you see that white guy, black guy, friends having beard? You see that thing? Kind of everybody said, I haven't seen it, but I know it went viral. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're going to have to do. That's what we're going to have to do. Okay. White guy, black guy, beer summit. That's what it was. I think it went viral.
You got to have the conversations, with people that don't have your same experience, man.
Exactly.
Like, you have to.
Or your same thoughts, or your same agreement on everything. Yes, absolutely. I got to go, man. I'm up against it, but I'll be talking to you soon, okay?
All right, Dubsy. Get the hell out of here, man. Peace.
That's Mark.
Since the annals of history.
Hey, let's get this break because we got to vote on last place on sports movies since 2010. That's next on The Will Cain Show.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Our weekend homework was best sports movies since 2010. Movies drafted included Moneyball, Ford vs. Ferrari, The Fighter, Creed, and Warrior. In 10 minutes, we're going to pick who got last place here on The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Bubba's pulled some clips from over the last 2.5 years. Over the next week and a half, we're going to be playing some of our greatest hits. And here in this segment. Bubba's got one teed up, ready to go. What do you have for us, man?
All right. Let's start with a fun one here. This is from August of 2018.
A Will Cain Show throwback.
Reports were Joey Bosa was hurt yesterday at Chargers training camp. You were there. Is that correct? You are there. You're somewhere, at least, in the state of California. What do we know about Joey Bosa?
Will, I'm going to have to call you out here. We saw each other this morning in the Bristol cafeteria, my friend. We're discussing our hotel arrangements. I was at camp on Monday.
Time out. You're 100% right. I saw Field in the cafeteria this morning. I don't really have much of an explanation for that.
So that's kind of what we're working with. Again, I've made it through 2018. I've got like 40 of them. That's just 1 year, and that's just an example
Will,
of what we're kind of working
gonna
with.
I'm going to have to call you out here.
I hope he shared some like intimate thing with you, and he was walking around like, I'm feeling good. I got that off my chest with Will, You totally just forgot he was there.
I was 6 months into this thing at that point. You're there. You were there. You're somewhere in California right now, Field, right? I saw you in the cafeteria 2 hours ago. All right. Good. Do you have another one, or do you want me to take
it? Yeah, I got one more. This one, we've got Pat on the line. This is from February of 2018 in reference to the Eagles and what he would do for the Super Bowl.
I
listen to this,
this is a good one.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't agree with this now, but this is what he said then, February 2018.
A Will Cain Show throwback.
Would I be willing to cuddle with Bubba during an entire movie for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? I would cuddle with Bubba for like a grilled cheese sandwich, but it would have to be a good grilled cheese sandwich. It wouldn't take much for me to cuddle with Bubba. I mean, he's like a big teddy bear.
You think that relationship is sour, Bubba?
I mean,
that's not what I thought you were going to play. Do you remember that was before the Eagles won the Super Bowl, right? When we launched, it was leading up to the Eagles Super Bowl, I believe. And I remember Pat wasn't on the show yet, and we asked Eagles fans what they would do for a victory. That was that interview. And Pat,
yes, I know what you're talking about.
Pat promised to give up sex. He promised to go celibate for a Eagles victory. Do you remember that?
I remember those conversations, yes.
Because he said it wouldn't require a sacrifice. He doesn't get any anyway. So, Pat, have you remained celibate since that victory?
Yeah, I mean, I could still give that up this year if I need to. It hasn't been too difficult for me.
So you technically did that. You gave it up and got this. I mean, you didn't give it up.
No cuddling, though.
Yeah, I nailed it. I crushed it.
All right, excellent. We'll do some more of those Will Cain throwbacks, plus vote on the worst sports movie that we drafted since 2010, The Will Cain Show.
Thank you for listening to The Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to The Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.